Today's Mishnah Masechet Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Mikvaot Perek Beit, Mishnah Zayin. So the last thing that we learned yesterday in Mishnah Vav was the question of whether if somebody picks up with a shovel a pile of mud from inside a mikveh that was not yet full with arboim sam, and he puts the mud out with the shovel to the side of the mikveh, and now the water that was in the mud leaks into the mikveh, and it ends up putting in 3 lugim of mayim into the mikveh. So we had a machlokas there between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon about whether that water is considered to be mayim she'uvim, in which case, if it is, then mayim she'uvim is posel es hamikveh b'shlosha lugim. The Tanakhama said, look, if you picked it up in a shovel, then if shloisha lugin fall into the mikveh, which is still chaser, then it's going to pass the mikveh. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no. Since mipnei, his lashon was mipnei shelo nitkaven lishov, it's not considered to be mayim shehuvim, because even though you picked it up with a shovel, but your intent in picking it up with a shovel wasn't to pick up the water. You were trying to get the mud out of the mikveh. The fact that it happened to be that it was in a shovel, which is a kli, does not make it mayim she'uvim. So there we get the fundamental halacha, which is now at the root of the Mishnah that is coming up and is actually the direct mokar in the Torah to understanding what the whole issue is here of Kavana for She'iva. We have in the fundamental limud in the Sifri, so we darsh in the pasuk of Ach Ma'ayan Ubor Mikvamayim, as we've spoken about the pasuk many times, Yihyeh Tahor. What exactly does that mean? There's 2 completely different type of constructs here. One is a Ma'ayan, and a Mayan is a completely natural thing. It starts with that, Ach Mayan, so that is a natural spring. But then it says, Ubor Mikveh Mayim. A Bor Mikveh Mayim is a cistern which even could be dug out by a person. So, I mean, how does that fit with saying Mayan? So we know that the Ach, that's at the beginning of the Pasuk, is there to tell us, as we were Medayik, we've been Medayik in this Pasuk throughout the Masechet, I don't want to go to the fundamental limud. The Ach comes to tell me that the dinim of the Mayan and the Bor are different. Okay, well, we have to determine what that difference is. But first of all, the most fundamental issue is in the Lashon of the Sifri, is Ilu Nemar Mikveh Mayim Yihyeh Tahor, without ever discussing a Mayan. So then that would mean, Yochal Afilu Milei Bekatfo V'yasa Mikveh, somebody fills up water in buckets on his shoulders, and he puts it into a pit, that should also be a kosher mikveh and yiyeh tohor. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to say, no, Talmud lomar mayan, ma mayan bidei shamayim, af mikveh bidei shamayim. So the mikveh has to be natural water. But that doesn't mean that it needs to be a natural construct. You could actually dig the bor that this natural water is going to be going into. Here you see again why the Rambam focuses entirely on the nature of the water rather than on the ground that the water is in. Okay. So therefore, if that's the case, that comes to tell me that a mikveh can be made even in the end by an adam, but what about the water? So you're going to tell me that the mikveh says Mayan. Mayan has no shlita of the hand of a man in it at all. It's a completely natural occurrence. So you might think that that would mean that the same thing is true of the mikveh. So you might think af mikveh she'ein bo tfisas yidei adam at all. But let's imagine an our Mishnah becomes the focus of the Sifri. Let's imagine a case, says the Sifri, where somebody brings up, and it brings this Mishnah, somebody brings up kankanim barosh agag linagvan. So he's got these wet containers, and he wants them to dry out. He puts them on the roof, thinking that they're going to dry out. Instead of drying out, there's a thunderstorm, and they get filled with water. So now you might think that in that case, if they were nitmalu mayim, that that water would not be usable for a mikveh, because it's not a mayan, and a person was the one who put it up there, and therefore it should be considered to be mayim psulim for a mikveh. Talmud lomar, bor. Well, a bor is obviously something that a person could dig out, and it would become a cistern full of rainwater. So you see that the mikveh can be bidei adam. So what does it mean when it says that it has to be bidei shamayim? It's nifsa only when we say tfisas yidei adam. So if it's you put up these containers on the roof and you wanted them to be filled up with water, and remember this was the main idea that we had by Hechsher, the main idea of the Rambam's understanding of the opening parakim in the opening parak in the Mishnah here in Mikvahs, that the idea is tfisas yidei adam, not the particular ground that it's exposed to. So in the event that you never had any kavana for she'iva, that's not called tfisas yidei adam, because you had no interest in this water. Adrabba, you were trying to dry it out. Therefore, they're not considered to be she'uvim, and they're kosher for a mikvah. Now, this Mishnah that we're about to learn is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua about how to be matir this heter that we find in the Sifri, that it is kosher to have water that was filled up when it got filled up on the roof. How does that water ever become usable for the mikveh? So one thing is clear. You certainly can't pick up those containers and pour it into a mikveh, because the moment that you pick it up, then it is considered to be mayim shuvim, because at that point, it is considered to be yesh bo shlita of yidei adam. And that is precisely it's called tfisa. The actual technical word is tfisas yidei adam. So if you pick it up and pour it into a mikveh, that is the end of that order, because then it becomes mayim shuvim. So what can you do? Now, the truth is we have two totally different approaches to this Mishnah, one of which is lahalacha, and that's the approach of the Gra, and is the approach of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, and the other is the approach of the Rash, and I don't know why we don't paskin like the Rash, but for some reason, the Mefarshim are basically follow the Rash, because the Bartanura follows the Rash. So I can't tell you why, but because of that, even though it's not halacha, we will take along that approach, and not the approach of the Rush and the Gra, but rather the Rush Mitzatz. Okay, and so I'll tell you both approaches. So first, Aminiach Kankanim Barosh HaGag LeNakva. So you put up the things in order for them to be dry, not in order for them to get filled up with water. But in the end, there was a storm. V'nitmalu mayim. Now you want to use all of the water that's in those kankanim for them to fill up a mikveh that you have down on the ground in your yard. What can you do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, if it's the rainy season, and that would mean that there's going to be water inside of that mikveh that you have your bor on the ground, because we see that it's going to rain. And that would mean that most of the water that is going to be in that bor is going to be filled up with natural rainwater and not from the water that you collected here because you put these containers up on the roof. So then, im yesh bo kimat mayim babor, if there's already a little bit of rainwater in the bor, why does there have to be a little bit of rainwater? Because remember that Reb Eliezer in the previous Mishnah, he said that even a revius of mayim, if it's at the beginning before there's any water in the mikveh, we're makbid on if it's mayim she'uvim that it passes the mikveh. That chumrah of Reb Eliezer is said a little bit of Reb Eliezer even on this case. Why? Because since the Misa, it was filled up through your bringing up the water, the containers rather, up to the roof. So we don't view it as being completely lo nitkaven lishov, and we're machmer on it at least at this major chumrah, that if it's the first thing that's in the bar, then Rebbe Eliezer Shita is, you have to use completely natural water. And this is not completely natural water. If A, there's currently a little bit of water in the bar, and B, it's going to be raining, which means you're not attempting to fill up your entire mikveh, utilizing the water in these kelim on your roof. So if those two conditions are met, then you've got most of the water you'd be able to use. How can you use it? So the Rashi's shita is, we treat it as if it needs hamshacha. So you'll remember we spoke about mishicha at the beginning, at the introduction of the entire Masechet, which is that in the event that water flows across the ground to get into the mikveh, it becomes, once again, natural mikveh water up to a point, so you can have half of the mikveh utilizing mayim she'uvim if you also do hamshacha. Fine. So Rebbe Eliezer is very mak, but he says, look, if most of the water is going to be fresh rainwater, and it is currently the Onat Geshamim, and we see it's going to be raining, and you already had water in there, so it's not the first reviyis of water, and you're going to make sure that you do a hamshacha with this water. How do you do a hamshacha of the water? You break the containers. So if you break the containers, you never did anything to be toifes yad adam. The containers filled up on their own, and then you busted them. And then the water flowed out of the containers down to the ground and went into your mikveh. Put that all together, and then if you got up to half, but you can't be beyond that, you then would have a kosher mikveh. But if any of those requirements are not met, if you picked it up, if you bent it over to pour it out, if there wasn't water in the mikveh, if there's not going to be rov rainwater in the mikveh, forget about it. Then you can't use it at all. Rabbi Yoshua, Amen? No, not true. Doesn't matter whether it is the rainy season, whether there is water in the bor. So Rabbi Yoshua does not hold of the chumrah of Rabbi Eliezer, legabe, first of all, needing that it should be, not the first reviyas. And secondly, he doesn't hold that you need rov. And thirdly, he doesn't hold that you need to break it. He says you could break it, but you could also be kofet. You could just tilt them over on their side. But as long as you don't pick them up, avalo ya'are, you can't pick up these containers and pour them directly into the mikveh, because then, in a chinami, the mikveh would become a pure mayim shuvim, and that you can't do. Okay, so in this case, it means according to this approach, what we're doing is we're introducing three concerns. The first reviyas, the fact that it needs to be rov, and that it cannot be gotten into the mikveh other than by breaking. And Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, you don't need rov, but you do need hamshacha, but you could tilt it. You don't necessarily have to break it, although you could. And that way it would be kosher, even if it would be all of the water. But we would be matir the water because we actually did hamshacha. So this is the way that the Rashi understands the sugya. However, lahalacha, it has nothing to do with hamshacha. And we're only going to get up to the dinim of hamshacha later. So the way that the Gro learns the Mishnah, and that the Rosh learns the Mishnah, I mean, there's slight differences, but start from the beginning. Haminiach kankanim berosh hagag le'nagvan, and they get filled up with megishon. They're not considered to be shovim, because you never wanted to be shoev, and they are kosher for the mikveh, that's for sure. Problem is, you can't lift it up in order to get the water into the mikveh, because if you lift it up, then you make them mayim she'uvim. So what can you do to get them into the mikveh so that it would be kosher? So according to Reb Eliezer, if it's the Onat Geshamim, so it's a time in which the water is going to be falling, in which case we can assume that there's water in the bor, and even if it's not, in Yeshbo Mat Mayim Bor, if we know for a fact that there is currently water in the bor that was there from before, you can break them, and they can go directly into the bor. You don't need Hamshacha, and there's no din of rov. All of the mayim that's in the bor is perfectly kosher as long as there was water in there lechatchila. But if there's not a little bit of water in the bor, then you cannot in love. There's nothing that you can do, and lo yishaver, don't bother busting them, because even if they get into the bor, they're not going to be kosher, because it's going to be, according to Rabbi Eliezer, only kosher if you have a revius of mayim. If you don't have a revius of mayim, or if you're going to have all of the water in the mikveh from these kankanim, then even if you mix it, it's not going to be kosher. If you, in any event, you touch them in such a way that you turn them over, or you even bend them over so that they flow out of the side, that is for sure going to pass on them because of Tfisas Yidei Adam. Fine. So this is Rabbi Eliezer's approach. What about, according to Rabbi Yoshua, it doesn't matter, benkach u'benkach, doesn't matter whether there's water, doesn't matter if there's not, it doesn't matter whether you break it, it doesn't matter whether you just tilt it to the side. According to Rabbi Yoshua, even if you tilt it to its side, it's not Tfisas Yidei Adam. The mayim is completely kosher. And even if you make the entire mikveh with this mayim, this is kosher mayim. It is not mayim she'uvim at all. It has no Tfisas Yidei Adam. It doesn't require rov. And the mikveh is kosher. But, of course, you can't pick it up. Of a lo yareh, you can't pick them up, because the moment you pick them up, you make them mayim she'uvim. And that would be a psul. And that's how we pasken. We pasken like Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua holds that the whole point is bein betchila, bein besof, the shir is shalshalugin, it's not a revius, and therefore, the same way, they're not machmer over here with that extra chumrah of making sure that there's water. And the way to understand, according to this, if it's not the onat geshamim, the way to understand it is, even if it's not the onat geshamim. So even if it's not the Onat Geshamim, and therefore you cannot be sure that there's going to be water that's going to be entering from natural sources, doesn't matter. Even if there's no water in the bor, you can get all of this kosher water without any type of hamshacha, and that is perfectly good. So that's Onat Geshamim, or not, is the lashon of even Onat Geshamim. However, that is not the mashma'ut of the Rambam, that it's the issue is even if there's no water. But rather, the issue is, according to the Rambam, is that if it's the Onat Geshamim, is afal pi, that it's Onat Geshamim, and you might have thought that since it's the Onat Geshamim, if you put up containers on the roof, then you should have had to take into consideration that it's going to rain into those containers. And therefore, we should consider it to be Mayim She'uvim, because it's as if it was put up there with your das. And therefore, it looks as if you want it to be Shoev. But since Lamaisa, you put it up there to dry and you took a chance, there is no problem of Mayim She'uvim. And therefore, it's mutter to go ahead and break them, or to tilt them and to put them into the mikveh. So the major issue over here is, are we looking at the need for the Meha Geshamim? Does that have to do with the chashash that it would be called Shuvim because it's the Geshamim? Are we looking at the Yemot HaGeshamim simply as a way of being sure that there's going to be water in the bor? Are we looking at the Meha Geshamim in order to make sure that there's going to be rov water in the bor? Are we needing of hamshacha, and it means you could break them and allow them only to flow in? Or does it mean that if you can pour them without picking them up directly into the mikveh, it would still be kosher, because there's no problem if you don't actually lift them up? So these different shitas are, in fact, very much nogea l'halacha, how we paskin b'nogea, the more complex sugyas coming up. So keep in mind that we've got some major machlokas over here. We have the sheet of the Gra, the sheet of the Rambam, the sheet of the Rash, and the sheet of the Rosh, that differ in some in major ways and some in smaller ways. So this is like an opening into the Mishnayos that are coming, which force us to contemplate the question of Amshach and Mayim Shofik. Okay, Rabbosai, I told you yesterday this is sort of a complicated Mishnah, so I wanted to make sure we could use our time for it. Kol Tov, everyone. Wonderful to see you, and deeply grateful at your presence and at giving me the schus to be able to be with you, to learn with you, and to start my day off with such beautiful Divrei Torah and such beautiful people. Kol Tov, everyone.